Right, so today's daf is daf Chaf Aleph. We're holding the top line of Chaf Aleph Omid Aleph. And we're continuing to talk about the same in Yonim, about the fact that they had to send Shluchim to Chutz Laretz, and even into Eretz Yisrael, beyond Yerushalayim, to let the people know when the new Chodesh was. Because otherwise, people might go and make Yom Kippur on the wrong day, people wouldn't know when Sukkot is, wouldn't know when Pesach is. See, Gemara tells us a real life story. Levi ikla le Bavel b'chadzer v'tishrei. Levi traveled to Bavel on the 11th day of Tishrei. Of course, that's the day after Yom Kippur. What did he see? He saw that everybody was eating. Omar bosom tavshila de Bavloi. I see that the tavshil by the Babylonians is bosom. It's gishmak. It's delicious. It's only one problem. It's b'yomerabba demarovo. By uns in Eretz Yisrael, it's Yom Kippur today. And everybody missed it by one day. They're all eating. Today they should be fasting.
He traveled on the 11th?
Oh, so that's a good question. How did he travel? After all, Sedach Yom Tov. So the top Toises asked that question. Look, the top toys in Levi ikla bavel b'chad tzar b'tishrei achad osar. That's the 11th day. Hoyel b'nei bavel v'asil b'nei Eretz Yisrael. B'nei Eretz Yisrael. It's day number 10. The avru holi el, because they were ma'aber el. In other words, instead of el being 29 days, they made el 30 days. Now you have the problem. If it's Taki Yom Kippur, what is he doing traveling? Umi toychat chumba. We're talking about that he was traveling within the tchum. Yom Kippur, Avistach Yom Kippur, like Barry asked. Inami, b'yom kippurim shel b'nei bavel ba samach chashecha, v'hu haye erev yom kippurim l'b'nei Eretz Yisrael. Or it could be that on the day that b'nei bavel were doing Yom Kippur, meaning yesterday, the day before, he, Levi, was traveling. There's no problem in traveling on erev Yom Kippur. There's a problem traveling on Yom Kippur. So therefore, v'hu haye erev Yom Kippur l'b'nei Eretz Yisrael. For him, it was erev Yom Kippur, no problem. But Amrulai, okay, so that's an extra. So therefore, there's no problem about his traveling, because either he was traveling b'toychat chum, or he came a few minutes before he arrived, before the Yom Kippur of B'nai Eretz Yisrael, which at that time was already, Motzi Yom Kippur was already in the Ila for the B'nai Bavel.
How come he wasn't in shul?
What do you mean, how come he wasn't in shul?
Yom Kippur?
He wasn't shul in Yom Kippur. He come to
he's
shul.
Traveling is more.
That's Akasha. If I good, the taste is right.
How are separate days, though?
I'm sorry?
Is that common that they would have separate days?
We'll address the days first. In fact, was not going to address the traveling until after we finished the Gemara. But since Barry immediately jumped out, we have to answer the kasha. So the point is, in terms of the travel, it's not a problem. Because as far as he was concerned, he was traveling on Tzim Gedali and Andalit and Hay and Vov and Zayin and Ches and Tes, but not on Yud Tishrei, right? We all agree he was not traveling on Yom Kippur. No problem. But now the question is, why in fact was there this distinction between the B'nai Bavel and the B'nai Eretz Yisrael? The reason is because, like the Gemara said a couple of days ago, we've learned already a number of times, that Mimois Ezra, since the time of Ezra until today, we never find that they went and made an El Mi'uber. Gemara said, Yud Tes Amud Beis, Omer Abchidna Bar Kahana, Omer Rav, Mimois Ezra, V'Eilech Loi Metzinu, El Mu'uber. They never made El Mu'uber. So therefore, El every single year is 29 days. But like the Gemara said, Loi Metzinu, we never saw it, but if they decided to do it, they could make an Mu'uber. So in B'nai Bavel, the place where Levi arrived, they didn't have the benefit of Shluchim, either because the Shluchim didn't arrive, maybe this was already after the time that Shluchim already ended. As we know, unfortunately, that Takana didn't go on forever and ever. Eventually it ended. So there were no Shluchim anymore, perhaps, at that time. Or perhaps there were time of Shluchim, and Shluchim just didn't arrive. In other words, Bavel, where Levi arrived, was too far away, and the Oilim didn't have the benefit of Shluchim yet. Since they didn't have the benefit of Shluchim, what should we do? Now, it was never the custom in Klal Yisrael that the masses should go and fast 2 days. It's a chasveka d'yoyim. Why didn't people fast 2 days? Because obviously it's a sekonos defoshes. It's hard enough to fast 1 day. Alach kama kama, fasting 2 days. We'll see in the Gemara shortly that Rava, in fact, did fast every single year 2 days because he was always nervous. Maybe they were ma'aber the el. But Roiv, Binyan, and Minyan of Klal Yisrael were somech on the fact that they were not Ma'aber El, and therefore they assumed that this El was 29 days. Therefore Rosh Hashanah was on the 30th day, what would have been the 30th day of El. They made that the first day. They counted 10 days, and they fasted. This was one of those rare years where, in fact, they were Ma'aber El. They were Ma'aber El. And therefore, they only started Rosh Hashanah on day 31 of what would have been 31 days of El. So in other words, El was 30 days instead of 29 days. And Rosh Hashanah wasn't on the 30th day. It was the next day on day number 31. So therefore, Yom Kippur now is pushed off a day. That's why the Bnei Bavel relied on the regular Chazakah that it's going to be a short El, and they fasted on what they thought was Yom Kippur. But Levi gave them the bad news that, Chevra, you were all Maktim one day, because really and truly it's day number two. In other words, they were Ma'aber El, and so therefore you should be fasting today on the 11th day, what you think is the 11th day, but was just really the 10th day of Tishrei.
So when it says you went on the 11th, according to 11th to Bnei Bavel, not 11th to Levi.
That's it. Yeah, it's 100%. In fact, that's how Tosis begins. Levi iklabav v'chad sebetishrei achad oser hoy lebnei bavel v'asir lebnei eretz Yisrael. Right. So is a shver. So how was he traveling? So either says Rashi, says Tosis, he was b'toychat chum, or you don't have to come b'toychat chum. He was traveling yesterday, which was although for the bavel they were all standing and davening in shul, they were all fasting. He was Bnei Eretz Yisrael. He knew it's only Test Tishrei. Test Tishrei, a lot of travels. He traveled, until right before nightfall. He was probably hoping that he'll be able to go and join everybody for Kol Nidrei. Comes into Shul, and instead he hears that they're starting to getting ready to blow Shofar for Matzah Yom Kippur. Anyway, but the point is that Levi Ikla Bavel Chad Sep Tishrei, he came to Bavel on the 11th day, and everybody's eating. Amar Basav Davshil De Bavloi B'yoymer Rab De Marova. For them, they're eating a geshmak tavshil. Well, here, they uns in Eretz Yisrael, they're fasting as Yom Rabba, it's Yom Kippur. This is Amri Lei. So when they heard this from Levi, they asked him, Asid, do us a favor, go and testify. In other words, machashvua, stay off and go and make a testimony that today is Taki Yom Kippur. Because if you do that, then we're all going to cease and desist. And we're going to continue fasting. Amal Husi said to them, I didn't hear it mefeirish from the Bezen Mekudesh, and therefore I'm not prepared to go and be masid. What's so important about hearing mepi Bezen Mekudesh? We'll see him yet shem on the Omud Beis, that even though the shluchim would go out every single month, not every month, only 6 months a year, 7 months, depending, Pesach Sheni, they would go out to Chutz Laretz and tell everybody when the new Chodesh was. Only two of those six did they wait to actually hear the magic words from the Bezin, Mekudesh HaChodesh. The other 4 months, they didn't bother hearing that. What I mean? So the Marshal, we know for a fact that...
What do you mean they didn't bother hearing?
Okay, so that's what I'm trying to explain. We know for a fact that Jewish months can only be 29 days or 30 days. A Jewish month cannot be 31 days. It doesn't exist. Only 29 or 30. So if, in fact, the Edom come in a timely fashion on day number 30, and they say, we saw the new Levana, so the Bez immediately says, Mekudesh HaChodesh, today is Rosh Chodesh, and therefore yesterday, 29th day, was Erev Rosh Chodesh, end of the month. What happens if the Edom don't come on day number 30? So what do people automatically assume? They're going to go and come tomorrow. What happens if day 30 has already ended? It's impossible for the Bezin to go and say Mekudesh HaChodesh. When are they going to say Mekudesh HaChodesh? Tomorrow. So by default, the past month was 30 days. The next month is going to, in other words, it was a Chodesh Me'ubar, and the Chodesh is going to be tomorrow. We're going to see a Mitchum on the Amud Beis. That was enough for the Shluchim to be Yotzei, to go and tell all the Bnei Chutzlards, Rabbeisai, this was a Chodesh Me'uber, and Rosh Chodesh didn't start on day 30, but it started on day 31, the next day, because the old Chodesh was 30 days. Aha. But that was only 4 out of 6 months. When it came Tishrei and Nisan, they didn't rely on the fact that this is by default going to be the Rosh Chodesh the next day. They had to hear Bezdin Mekudesh, so that they can go and say, with 1,000% clarity and certainty, we heard it with our own ears, we were there. And then tell the whole Chutz Laretz and someplace in Eretz Yisrael that was Mekudesh HaChodesh because it was a Chodesh Mober. So now Levi is saying the same thing.
How come nobody came to the tent? Nobody goes to the tent? Oh.
Tishrei.
Nobody heard from him, sorry?
No, the tenth of Tishrei, nobody heard of which day was the right
choice. For today, it's very hard for us to understand because communication today is instantaneous. But in the good old days, how did anybody in Bavel know what went on in Eretz Yisrael? Only a person that came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel and told them. So we're talking about a place in Bavel where to get there would take normally 10 days, 9 days, 11 days. Levi apparently was able to get there the first moment, and he got there before the Shluchim got there. How did Levi get there? Because he didn't wait to hear from the Bezin Mekudish. He went on an express, they were going on a local. They presumably had to go and make a whole bunch of stops on the way. When they got to Kishkin Halash, they had to announce Bezin Mez Mekadish to Chodesh. When they got to Hoydinanish, they had to go, when they got to Jiyunyush, they had to go town to town and tell everybody. Right, you've heard some of those. So the point is, they weren't in Bavel, yes, I realize. But the point is that Levi didn't have to go and make all of these stops. Levi had to go straight to Bratislava, to Brezhborg, in the middle of Bavel. And therefore he went and told them, Rabbi Isai, I want you to know, today is Yom Kippur. Today you think it's Yeralef, today is Yom Kippur. Oh, go and be Masid. No, I can't say Eidus because I didn't hear with my own ears Bezim HaKudosh, even though I know for a fact that the Chodesh was Mu'ubr. That's the reason why I'm telling you today is Yom Kippur. Because the Bezin did not be Mekadesh the Chodesh on what would have been the 30th day of Elul. They waited till the next day. I know, I was there the whole day. Nobody announced anything. Muzach Zandrish Chodesh the day later, but I didn't hear it, and therefore I can't say Eidus. Says the Moravite, Machruz Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan made a proclamation that Kol Heicha, announcement, Kol Heicha de Motri Shluchay Nissen, Vele Motri Shluchay Tishrei, Levdu Tre Yoimei, Xeira Nissen Otu Tishrei. What Reb Yochanan is telling us is that once again, there are communities all along from Yerushalayim till Bavel and till higher, where people, where the Shluchim would go a few months a year to go and tell them about the day of Rosh Chodesh. Aha. However, some places are closer and some places are further. There are certain places, Rabbi Yochanan says, that the Shluchay Nissen were able to get there in a timely fashion before Pesach, but the Shluchay Tishrei were not able to get there in a timely fashion before Sukkot. And the obvious question is, what are you talking about? From Rosh Chodesh Tishrei to Rosh Chodesh to Sukkot, and from Rosh Chodesh Nissen until Pesach is the same number of days. So if you're talking about the same shluchim, and they're taking the same horses and the same wagons, they should have been able to arrive at the same time. But of course the answer is, there's a difference between Tishrei and Nissen. And the Tishrei, there are a couple of extra days that you're not allowed to travel. You're allowed to travel, Gesundheit, you're allowed to travel on Rish Chodesh Nissen. You're allowed to travel throughout from Rish Chodesh Nissen until Pesach for 14 days, with the exception that you cannot travel on Shabbos. However, when it comes to Tishrei, besides Shabbos, you also cannot go and travel on Rosh Hashanah. You also cannot travel on Yom Kippur. So by definition, either 2 or perhaps 3 days, you have less travel time. So this was this town somewhere in Bavel. Nerda, Sura, Pompadisa, wherever. Doesn't say where, but there were places where the Shluchei Nissen were able to get there before Pesach. They arrived Yud Gimel Yud Dalid. And therefore, people were able to know, oh, we know exactly when Rosh Chodesh was. And it wasn't necessary for them to make a Sveika D'Yoyma, because they knew when Pesach was, they knew when Rosh Chodesh was. But these very same people, when it came Chodesh Tishrei, they didn't find out when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei was until first day Chol HaMoed. Why? Because the Shluchim didn't get there in time. Why? They got the Yud Gimel Yud Dalet Nissen, yeah, but you'd got Nissen Tishrei, they weren't able to get there because they couldn't travel on Rosh Hashanah, they couldn't travel in Yom Kippur. So they only arrived Chol HaMoed time. By Chol HaMoed time, they certainly had to go make 2 days Yom Tov because they didn't know. So now the question is, what should we do in these places? So, L'Choyre, what they should have done is, Pesach they should make 1 day, Sukkot they should make 2 days. Sukkot is a Sveika D'Yoyma, Pesach is no Sveika D'Yoyma, right? Very simple. So Reb Yochanan, no, don't do that. Gzeira Nissen Otu Tishrei. What's the Gzeira? The Gzeira is that the local townspeople, who are not the greatest Talmid HaChacham, are going to go and say, come on, do me a favor. When it comes Pesach, we only do 1 day. So we're like B'nai Eretz Yisrael. So all of a sudden, Sukkot become like Chutzlai, 2 days. Ah, can't be, blah, blah, blah. So therefore, just make one general rule, that if you're making 2 days because of Sukkot, make 2 days because of Pesach, even though Me'ikah the Dina, it's not necessary. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Again, Machas Rabbi Yochanan Kol Heicha, any type of location. The Mati Shluchan Nissen, that the Shluchan Nissen are able to arrive on time to inform people when Pesach is. But people from Tishrei cannot arrive on time. Liavdi Treyoyim, they should go and make 2 days of Pesach, Gzeira Nissen Otu Tishrei. And in fact, the Gemara tells us a real life story. Reb Aivu Bar Nagri, Reb Chia Bar Abba, who we will see at the end of the story, were Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan. Iklolu Asa, they came to a place to have a Matush Luchay Nissen, Le Matush Luchay Tishrei. Oh, taka such a place where then the Shluchay Nissen did arrive, but not the Shluchay Tishrei. The Abdi Chad Yoima, and they made only 1 day of Yontif in that community, because they said, we heard from the Shluchim exactly when the Chodesh was Mekudesh.
We're talking about Nissen.
Okay. And they didn't say a word. They were silent. Quiet, didn't say a word. Rabbi Yochanan was very upset. The Ikwini had Hakpada. And he said to his Talmidim, Lav Ami Lahu, didn't I tell you that Hech the Matrish Luch and Nisim and Matrish Luch and Tishrei, Lev the Trey Yoimi, Gzer Nisim to Tishrei? So therefore you should have told the Oilam. Rabboisai, in the Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan said that now this Pesach, you have to fear 2 days and not 1 day. And Rabbi Yochanan was upset that they didn't go and tell them this halach. Rashi says, it's not only that they were his Talmidim, the Shamu be Piv. They were there when he gave this drasha, when he gave this shir, and he saw them there, and he knew that they were there, and he said, "Yitachet the shir. Why didn't you go and tell people that you have to be noig 2 days Nissan, 2 days Pesach, instead of 1 day?" Okay, now getting back to Yom Kippur.
One question.
Yes, Mazi.
Should we every 2 days Pesach?
Sorry?
Should we every 2 days? Every
absolutely, 100%. In this place, all those locations where the Shluchay Nissan were able to arrive, so they knew when Nissan was, and they knew when Pesach was. But the Shluchay Tishrei did not arrive in a timely fashion, says Rabbi Yochanan, every year they should always make 2 days. And he's upset that these two Talmidim came there one particular year, and they only did 1 day Pesach, and he says, not right! You should have told them that this is wrong, Gzeira Nissan Otu Tishrei. So the Moravite, the Rava have a Rogil, they have a Yosef B'Tainisa Trei Yomi. Rava had the Minig, that when it came Yom Kippur, every year he fasted 48 hours straight, because he was concerned about the fact that maybe they're going to go and be Ma'aber Chodesh El. The masses of Jewry did not do that, because they relied on the Chazaka that the Gemara said, Yemois Ezra Ve'elach, they were never Ma'aber. But Rava was nervous. Says the Gemara, Zimnechoda Ishtacha Kavosei Taki, once happened, when he became 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, whenever it was. It depends if Rava was Rabba or was Bnei Eli. But the point is, whenever it was, 1 year attack happened that they were Ma'abra Chodesh Elul, and Rava was the only Yid in Chutz La'aretz, and maybe some other Yidin that the Gemara doesn't quote, that had fasted both days, and Baruch Hashem, he fasted on the correct day.
So what would he do about davening and filling and all those things?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, in Shanghai, during the war, my father, Oda Shem, told me, they fasted 2 days, at least at the beginning of the war. I don't know what they did all the years they were there. So he says they had less than a cheekful of liquid, ben shmashas after the day. And the second day they planted film without a bracha. That's easy.
Did they do a full davening?
I don't know. I didn't. I asked a question about tefillin. I was asking a question about tefillin. So, but I didn't. I mean, I don't know.
The second day.
They did. It wasn't a problem in Shanghai. It wasn't much food, so. Wasn't a big sacrifice.
Less rice.
I was once in Tokyo. Tokyo, as you know, is over the international dateline. Mm-hmm. And I asked a Ruv that I have a Shaykh Hasur, Psachi Fried, and I asked him, what do I do about the fact if I'm stuck there in Shabbos, what about a Sveik of the Yom? Because since it's past the international dateline, Sveik of the Yom when the real day of Shabbos is. This was not Yom Kippur during the year. So he asked me, are you going to be going there frequently? I said, I hope not. I hope this is the only time. The Kach Ava was the only time. So he said, if you're going there frequently, you're going to be there on a regular basis. You can rely on the Shabbos that they're noyig ba'isa makim. Whatever day they call Shabbos, you can go and do Shabbos together with them. If you're only going once in your life, or once in 20 years or something, then it's be kedai to go and be machmir, to go and make Shabbos 2 days. What means Shabbos 2 days? That the second day one should be machmir from all types of malachas. In fact, the second day I was cooped up in my hotel room for the whole day. I, of course, didn't make kiddush on that Sunday. I did put, of course, on tefillin, but I didn't do any malachas the entire day. What's Kimatana Gamza Togi is stuck in the hotel room? Baruch Hashem had a Gemara, so we learned, I think, it was seven blood, Baruch Hashem that day. But the point is, it was Chazar, it wasn't brand, it was just Chazar. But it was easy, it was either Megillah Tanis. But anyway, that's the second day I did this in Malacha. I was careful from doing Malacha the second day.
And maybe Yeshiv, when they came from Shanghai coming to America,
yeah.
I think somebody over there, I think they told the story the first 2 days.
There was a big machloekis at that time between Chasaynish and between Rav Tukachinsky, whether you have to be mach for 2 days or not.
Certain laws they fasted 2 days.
Well, so many people fasted the second day, but every kdei achilas pras they would go and take pochas make a shir. They would eat less than a shir of inu, less than a shir koisvis. Then they'd wait 20 minutes, and they'd eat another less than a shir, another 20 minutes, and the same thing the mashke, less than a malay lugmav, also every 20 minutes, because 20 minutes is already beyond achilas pras according to everybody. Okay, anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Now, till now we spoke about Rava. Now we're going to speak about Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, Yosef Tanisa, Kuli Yom de Kippuri. Rav Nachman had fasted the whole Yom Kippur like everybody else. La'or Tamatzi Yom Kippur, Osu Gavra, a person arrived on the scene, and Amalei, L'machar Yom Rabba B'ma Rava. You should know that all of you who fasted today, you fasted on the 9th day of Tishrei, because the real day of Yom Kippur is tonight, not yesterday, not today. Omalesi asked him, Mehechaat, where do you come from? Omalesi told him, Me Dimharia. Dimharia, not far from Hoidin Anash. Well, now, what is Dimharia? Omalei, he said, Dimharia is Rishatevis Dam Tehei Acharisai. Who is this referring to? Says Rashi, Rav Nachman is referring to himself. Said, as a result of your telling me this besura, I'm now going to have to fast another 24 hours, and chas v'sholom, it's going to come close to pikuach nefesh. Avad of his pikuach nefesh mamish, of course, you don't have to fast even one day. There's nothing to talk about. But he's saying it's going to be very, very dangerous because I'm going to be close to the brink. If you look at Rashi's second wide line, dam te'ach risoi, hareni mes al yod chas v'sholom, I might pass away. Shetaski keni lis'an is beis yom beis leilis. Now I have to go and fast 2 days and 2 nights. Dam te'ach risoi is no trick. It's like Rosh Hashanah shel dimharia. Dimharia is dam, then haria is tehei, ya is acharisoi. So that's a shtickle Rosh Hashanah. Anyway, kari alei, and he said about himself, kalim hoyu roidfeinim. Here Rashi is silent. It doesn't say what kalim hoyu roidfeinim means. But there's a sefer called Sifsei Chachamim on a few mesechtas in Shas. Sifsei Chachamim says, "Dam kalim hayurid feinu," that Rav Nachman was bemoaning the fact that this fellow who came from Eretz Yisrael told him right after he came home, right after Ne'ilah, maybe right before Havdalah, right after Havdalah, but he didn't have a chance to be toyim yet. He said, "Halavai, you should have come in 2 hours from now. I should have eaten a full meal, and then he should tell me to Yom Kippur, and then I'll start Yom Kippur all over again." But unfortunately, kalim hayurid feinu, he came too quickly. He came too schnell, and I didn't have a chance to break my fast. And so therefore, or even if he did have a chance to break it, he only had a mashu, and therefore he's going to have to fast now another 24 hours. Okay, new shtickle. Sholach le Rav Huna bar Avin le Rav, kan chozis, de moshcha tkufas teves, at shitzer benissen, avra lahi shata, voloi teichishla. Dechsiv, shomor es chodesh aviv, shmor aviv shal tkufa shehei bechodesh nissen. What is this all about? We all know that under Jewish law we have to add every few years a 13th month. Why is that? Because there's a difference between the solar year of 365 days and the lunar year of 354 days. There's a difference of 11 days. Since it's a difference of 11 days, every year the lunar year gets a little bit out of whack, if you will, and keeps on creeping up further and further. And if we didn't cure this problem by having a leap year every couple of years, what would happen is that eventually Pesach, instead of being March-April time, would become January-February time, and then it would be December time, and then you could have Hanukkah in the middle of Pesach, can you imagine? And then it could go out in the middle of the summer, etc. Konuzayn. What now? Maybe Taka, that's the way it should be. Maybe it should be floating. I don't know. So.
In the Chinam, the Muslims don't have a community.
They don't adjust the calendar.
They don't adjust the calendar.
Ramadan travels throughout.
Yeah, they have to do a lot of other adjustments too. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the point is that why do we make the adjustment? Where does it say in the Torah you're supposed to make an Ibiyor? Because it says Shomer es Chodesh of Aviv v'yasisa Pesach laHashem alikecha. And what means Chodesh Av? Av means the time of the ripening of the Tvua, of the grain. When does that have to be? That has to be Pesach time. When does the new Tvua, when does it ripen? March, April time, at the end of the winter season, when spring starts to come on the horizon, that's when the Tvua is fully grown, that's when it's ripe, and that's the time that you start going and cutting it. Aha, very good. So that Chodesh Aviv has to be at the same time of Pesach. So how do you guarantee that that should be the same time of Pesach? By adding the extra month every second, third year, seven times in 19 years, as is well known. Okay, so now the Gemara wants to tell us, at what point does the Bezin decide and say, oh, this year we have to add another month? Of course, nowadays it's all based on the Luach. But in the good old days, what would be the reasons for at what time on the calendar would the Bezin have to make sure to go and make an extra month? So now, when it says Chodesh Aviv means Pashet Chodesh, that means the Jewish month of Aviv, when you see the new Tvua, which is ripening. However, what the Gemara is telling us is, besides the lunar months, we also have to figure out the solar tekufais. And we had the tekufa already a few days ago in the Gemara, that there are four seasons a year, four tekufais. And for our purposes, the two tekufais that we're focusing on is tekufas teves, which is the winter season, and tekufas nisan, which is the spring season. You want to make sure that Pesach comes out during the spring season and not during the winter season. Therefore, says the Gemara, if you see that the winter season extends until the 16th day of Nisan, which means already past the halfway point in Nisan, it's no longer you're making Pesach in Chodesh Av. When we say making Pesach, we mean the beginning of Pesach has to be Chodesh Av. Now, it is Chodesh Av, it's still Nisan, and what's the problem? But Rashi says, what this man, the Yomar, is saying in the Gemara is, that Chodesh means when the Chodesh is b'chidushoy. Chidushoy means the first half of the month when the Levana is still in its new stage. It's still a new moon. Until what point is it still a new moon? Until the 15th day. Once you hit day 16, it's already the old moon, because it's already on the decline, as opposed to on the increase. So it says the Gemara Nochamu. Is Sholach le Rav Huna bar Avin. Rav Huna bar Avin sent the following message l'Rava to Rava. Kad Chozes, if and when you see the Moshcha Tkufas Teves, that Tkufas Teves extends, this is the winter season extending, Ad Shitzah ben Nisan, until the 16th day of Nisan, which means that Pesach has started not in the Chodesh Aviv, in the Tkufa of the ripening Tvua, not in the spring season, Pesach has started in the winter season. No good. Avla Yishata, what you have to do is you have to be ma'aber that year, and you have to add an additional month. So obviously you don't wait until the 16th of Nisan and say, aye, it's still the winter season. You know when the winter season is going to end, because you know when the four tekufas of the year are. That's why every single year, the winter solstice, and which day in the autumn, blah, blah, blah. You know, they say sometimes on the radio, today is the beginning of spring. How do they know? They didn't learn the Gemara. But these are four tekufas come out, and the solar year always the same day. So the point is, if you're going to have the tekufas teves, it's going to be Nimshach, Hachitzah, Benissen, of the Shata, back in Adar, make sure that the Bezin makes a second Chodesh Adar, instead of being Machras, a new Chodesh Nisan, so that the winter season will now end not on the 16th of Nisan, but on the 16th day of Adar, so that by the time you reach Pesach, it's smack in the middle of the Chodesh Aviv, in the Chidush Shal Aviv, in the Tkufa of Nisan.
I should tell you, the brother is in Bavel, he's not party to the Bezdin that's making this decision. So, why is he saying to Rava?
So the question is whether at that time in history, and I'm not a historian, whether at that time they were still using they were still calculating every single year all of the dinim, or whether, of course, the Luach Hill was earlier generations, but maybe they didn't start using the Luach immediately. Maybe they were still waiting and putting it aside until it would become an absolute necessity. But even if the Luach was already in use at that time, could be Rav Huna bar Avin is sending him a halacha dika psak. In other words, he sent him a shaila. Tell me, Gabi Hilchas Kiddush Chodesh. We're hoping that Mitchum this year is going to be you might make some English. And the Bezin HaGadol is going to have to decide. So tell me what the rules and regulations are. When would we make a Chodesh Mu'ubar, a Shana Mu'ubaras? So he said, I'll tell you what. If the Kufa Tevis hits 16th, I'm missing. then Avrilai Shata, then you should be Ma'abed. Here, Avrilai Tachashlon, don't even think about it. That's the halach and the chsib. Shomer Chodesh Aviv, Shemoyer Aviv Shel Tekufa. Make sure that the Aviv, that the ripening of the grain is in the Tekufa of Nisan, Shehem B'Chodesh Nisan, so that the Tekufa of Nisan and the Chodesh Nisan, that they should overlap, they should be one and the same. They're not Mamish one and the same, but the point is that you should start Pesach, Vasisa Pesach, L'Shem L'Kecha, when you start Pesach, when it's already in the Tekufas Nisan and not in the Tekufas Tefes. So Rashi asks the Kasha, if that's the case, why does the Gemara say if Tekufas Tevis goes until the 16th of Nisan, it should be enough to say if Tekufas Tevis goes until the 15th of Nisan? Because once winter is still already past the halfway point on the 15th, it's an old Levana, it's no longer the new Levana. So Rashi says, the point is well taken, but for that you don't have to add an extra month. You only have to add an extra day. Yeah. What you can do is Chodesh Adar, instead of it being 29 days, make it into a 30-day month, and as a result, you won't have a problem of Pesach being still in Chodesh in the Tekufas Teves, because Tekufas Teves then will not fall out on the 15th, it'll fall out on the 14th. And by the time you're at Seder night, you're already in the Chodesh Aviv, you're already in the new Tekufa. However, if it's on the 16th, you can't add 2 days to Adar, you can only add maximum 1 day. So then you have to add a full month. Good, this is the ganze shtickle, noch a shtickle. Omer Rav Nachman ha'no nechuse yama. Rav Nachman said to those that are traveling on the seas, in other words, sailors, people that are tourists, people that are on ships, on boats, and they're going for a lengthy period of time. Atun de lo yet isu bekviya diyarcha. You guys are never going to hear when the new Chodesh was, because the shluchim don't reach the sea. They only travel on the surface, on the ground. So how are you ever going to hear? So I'll tell you. Ki chazisu sira temashlum li yoima. If you see that the moon at night sets at the same time of Yoima, Demashlum Yoima, at Netzachama in the morning, but Iru Chamira, that's the time you should start burning your chametz, because Pesach is here. What does this all mean? So now, most of us don't really focus on this fact. However, just like you have the setting of the sun and the rising of the sun, we have sunrise, Netzachama, we have the setting of the sun, we have Shkia Zachama, we have Tzeisachom, there's a similar concept by the moon. The moon also rises at certain times, and the moon sets at certain times. If I'm not mistaken, I think the Times has it printed every single day. Kiknish is about in the Times. Anyway, better to read the Hamidiyah. But getting back to the Gemara is telling us that the moon sets at different times every single night. Starting from the beginning of the month, when the moon is small, as it keeps on growing larger and larger, the moon keeps on setting later and later at night. Until when you hit the 15th day of the month, at that point, says our Gemara, what happens is that the Levana has been shining the entire night. If it's not a cloudy night, you could see it the entire night. When does it finally set that you wouldn't see it anymore? At the moment of Netzachah. However, prior to that, on day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the month, the moon sets much, much earlier. It might set twice at 12 o'clock at night, at 1 o'clock in the morning, at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. So therefore, if you look up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you're outside, it's the 4th, 5th day of the month, you won't see the moon anymore because it has already set. So what Rav Nachman is telling these people, there's no way for you to know when Rosh Chodesh was. I have a good idea. Wait to see when the moon is there the entire night, you see it the entire time. When does it set? At the same moment that you see the Zrichas HaShemesh, that's Netzacham in the morning. Then you know that there was no interval between the seeing of the moon and the seeing of the sun. That means the moon is now fully developed, fully ripe. It's the 15th day of the month. Go and burn your chametz. Be'iru chamir.
I think there's also, I remember learning once, it's probably the same idea that sometimes you see the moon during the day, but in the first half of the month you would only see it in the evening, and the second half of the month you would only see it in the morning. So you can tell which side of the 15th of the month you're on, based on which time of the day it's shown.
Good. So this is the siman that Rav Nachman gave them. Again, he said, "Hano anuchus yama, you, atun, you, the lo yudisim kviriach, you don't know when the new month was established. Kichazisu sira, when you see that the moon, the mashlim, that it ends, in other words, that it sets, li yoyim, at the same time that the yoyim begins, in other words, the zrichas hashemesh, ve'ir chamira, go and burn your chametz. Of course, we're talking about Chodesh Nisan, and because it's Pesach. And the Gemara asks the obvious question. When does this happen that itak is mashlim liyoyim at the same time? On the 15th day of the month. We can't go and burn the chametz on the 15th day. 50 days already Pesach. We go and burn the chametz the day before. It's not a good eight. So what's going on? And for the Gemara, so what Nachman tells us is, the boy say you're making a mistake. For us city slickers, that we happen to be in the city as a result of the pollution, as a result of the buildings, as a result of trees and anything that's going on, which blocks our vision, we don't see the horizon very, very clearly. For us, it appears to us that the first time in the month when the moon sets, or that the moon has been there the whole night, until the final moment of Netzach Hamah, to us it appears to be on the 15th day. But those guys, lidit who? That are traveling on the seas, there's nothing that blocks their vision. They can see from one end of the horizon to the other end of the horizon. There's nothing there, except if there are clouds. But if there's no clouds, they can see everything. For them, already they see the full moon going, and it looks like it's being mashed to the last moment already on day number 14, not on day number 15. And that's what I was telling them. That night that you see that the moon went the entire night, that you could see the light of the moon the entire night, until a moment before Zrichas HaShemesh, which, for you guys, is the 14th. We wouldn't be able to tell that because we'd be blocked from seeing that final few moments. But you see it. It's already the 14th of the month. 14th of the month. Go and burn the chumetz. Said you don't have a problem of chumetz on Pesach. Okay, so that Hakamo is a drop challenging. From here to the end of the daf is very, very straightforward. Very, very simple. Zok the Mishnah. It's not a new Mishnah because we just had it yesterday and the day before in the Gemara. Al Shnei Chadoshim Mechalin Es HaShabbos Al Nisan Val Tishrei. On 2 months of the year, we tell the Edim that saw the new month, be Mechal Shabbos. And remember, Rashi said last time, what means Mechal Shabbos? Go and travel through the Tchum. Don't worry about Hilchis Tchumen. Yiladim Mechal Shabbos. Al Nisan Val Tishrei, but only on these 2 months, Nisan the Tishrei. Why only these 2 months? Shebehen Shluchem Yoitzim L'Surya. These 2 months are so important that we're going to send that Shluchem to Chutz Laretz. It says Surya, Lavdavke really means Chutz Laretz. We send that to Shluchim. Why is it so important to send that to Shluchim? Because to tell everybody when Yom Kippur and Sukkot and Pesach are going to be. Ubehen Mesakhin Samayadis. As a result, we'll have the Tikkun of the Yom Tovim, like we just said. So these two reasons really work hand in hand. Why the Shluchim Yoitzim? Surya, because Behen Mesakhin Samayadis. I think Gemara is going to ask in another moment, what do you mean that they only go out on Nisan and Tishrei? In the previous Mishnah, we said that they go out how many times? 6 months a year. And when the Beis Hamikdash was standing, 7 months a year. Why 7 months? Because of Pesach Shiny. So what do you tell me, only 2 months? We'll see Mechim the Gemara in another moment.
It's interesting that Rashi says, I mean, I tell you, every month was okay, you know, but the Chumim were Machmer except for...
You're saying it's correct. Actually, the Gemara is going to address that later on, so I figured we would get it later on. But since Rabbi Yoina has brought it to our attention, Rabbi Yoina says that really, Min HaTorah, you're allowed to go Mimachal all 12 months to go out and tell everybody, not to send the Shluchim. The Eidim have the right to go and. I'm sorry? Right, but Mashif and Rashi goes even beyond that. Because if you're allowed to be Mechal Min HaTorah, and if we hold the whole Din Tchumen is only Drabanan, so you don't need a Din Torah to go and tell us you don't have to worry about Drabanan. So Zeitzchus, you're allowed to go and be Oyved Deraisis as well, although Rashi before just talked about Tchumen. So you have to look in the Mefarshim how far reaching. Obviously, it doesn't mean that it becomes like a weekday that you can do anything and everything that you want. But at least for purpose of getting to Yerushalayim, you're allowed to go be Mechal Min HaTorah on Kula, meaning on all 12 months. However, says Rashi, the Rabbanan said there's no need to go and be Mechal Yontif Shabbos throughout the whole year, only for the 2 months of Nisan and Tishrei, because we need the Tikkun HaMeiados. People have to know when Pesach is and when Sukkot is, when Yom Kippur is. So therefore they said, we're going to be Mamed Al Din Torah those 2 months. So let's look quick at the Rashi. See Rashi, the third line, is a pintala in the middle of the line. Umen HaTorah Mechal Al Kulin. That must be Mechal all the 12 months. Again, we're not talking about the shluchim now, we're talking about the edim that come to the Beis Midrash to go and be made on their ear. Aber Rabbanan Osru, why the Rabbanan Osru, lefishein tikkun amiyad is totally behem, because the other 10 months, it really makes no difference when Rish Chodesh was. The only difference is, who do you send to the Amid for Halel, and whether you have a different laning. Otherwise, no difference. Tomorrow we down 6:35 Rabbi Yitzchak Rish Chodesh. Leichvas lemalon, and therefore the chasron al piedim. No, worse comes to worse. A day earlier, a day later, nishkefelich. Ach shnei chadosh elo hamidim al dintera. Shkala miyad is tliyim ben. After all, this is big stuff. You don't want to eat chametz on Pesach chas v'shalom. You don't want to eat outside the sukkah. So therefore, these 2 months, they said, here we're going to leave the din d'oraisa. Let the edim be mechal es haShabbos. And continues the Mishnah, was standing, mechalin afal kulan, they allowed the Eidim to mechal, all of them, they tekonis a korban, because there wasn't just a question of davening at 6:35 instead of 6:45, then there was a big difference that they had to go and bring the karbanis musaf, and you can only bring the karban musaf on Rish Chodesh, you can't bring it the day later, because of his manai,
batel
karbanai. So therefore, for all 12 months, the Chacham said, we'll go on the Din Torah, but since Chorban Beis HaMikdash, unfortunately, we no longer have the carbon, and therefore, no longer means temporarily, we soon will have the carbon back again, Amir Tashem Bek Aibish itself. Therefore, we only allow for the Chil Shabbos on Nisan and Tisha. Pray to Yimar, Abbez Chadosh of Suloi, or Amir, you said in the Mishnah, the reason why we allow the Eidim to be Mechal Shabbos, because the Shluchim are Yoitzim those 2 months, because Tikkun HaMiyad, Abbez Chadosh of Suloi, or Amir, the previous Mishnah said, Abbez Chadosh of Shluchim Yoitzim, including on Kislev about Chanukah, and on Odor about Purim, and Av about Tisha B'Av, etc. So it's not only these 2 months, Amir Vay Achikonah. Al kulan shluchan yoitzmi be'erev, al listen about tishri, achi ishmu b'pi bezden mekudosh. Aha, remember we spoke about this briefly on the Omid Aleph, and that is by Levi, exactly. They asked Levi, be masin, I didn't hear bezden mekudosh, that einachanami 6 months a year, the shluchan yoitzim to tell the people out in Chutz Laretz, when is Chanukah, and when is Purim, and when is Tisha B'Av, etc., etc. Yeah, 100%. However, 2 months, 4 out of those 6 months, they didn't have to actually hear from the magic words in the beds in Agadol Mekudish. They could base it on an umdana. What means an umdana? That, for instance, they normally a month is either 29 days or 30 days. So if the month is 29 days, that means that the Edom are going to come on day 30 and say, Bezin, we saw the new month, today is Rish Chodesh, and therefore the old month was 29 days. What happens if they didn't come on day 30? By default, they're going to come on day 31. And even if they don't come, because it's been cloudy for the last week, but Bezin is going to have to go and say it's Rish Chodesh. You can't go and push Rish Chodesh till the 35th day of the month, right? Rish Chodesh has got to be either 30 days from the previous month or 31 days from the previous month. It's got to be on day 30 so that the old month was 29 days, or on day 31 so the old month was 30 days. So what happens if it's already beyond 30 days? It's already Leil, Lamed Aleph. Everybody knows that tomorrow is going to be Rish Chodesh. Announce it's made everywhere. Come early to davening because we're going to have Halel, we're going to have the Musaf and all the rest. Everybody knows. Nevertheless, 4 months out of the six, the Shluchim could already leave and tell everybody, we know when Rish Chodesh was, even though we didn't hear those magic words. Nisan and Tishrei, they had to actually hear with their own ears, Bez Mekudesh. That's a big nafki minna. What's a nafki minna? Al kulin shluchim yoytzim be'erev. They could already leave the night before. Matzah lamid. Bezin closed up for the day. They know the Edom are not going to come anymore today. They go out and tell everybody Rish Chodesh will be tomorrow. On this Maltisha, they didn't leave until the next morning, until the Bezin said Mekudesh, and that could have been a difference of 12 hours to 15 hours until the Bezin heard the Edom and Paskin Mekudesh. On all the other 4 months out of the 6 months, the shluchim would leave the night before. In other words, matzah lamed, and go out. On this maltisha, they had to hear those magic words. How do you know that you're allowed to be mechal the Shabbos for the inyan of being mekadesh the new chodesh? You know, whenever it says the word b'mayadim, it means that you can even go and violate the Shabbos. See, yochishem shemchalan ad sheyiskadshu, kach mechalan ad sheyiskaymu. I would think that just like you're allowed to go and have the eidim be mechal the Shabbos, to go and be made in Bezdin that they saw the new month, the new levana, kach Shliach Mechal HaTshiskayim, or maybe the Shluchim that we're sending out to Chutz La'aretz can also go and be Mechal HaShabbos. No. Tamalei Mesheh Tikru Oysam, Akriyasam at the Mechal V'yat, Mechal Al Kiyuman. You're only allowed to have the Chil Shabbos as a result of the Kriya, meaning the Edim that will eventually cause the Bezna Gorel to go and make the statement Mekudesh HaChodesh, that you're allowed to be Mechal. But once that has happened, although the Shluchim have to go out to Chutz La'aretz, we do not allow them to go and be Mechal, because he had to Mechal Al Kiyuman. Good. When the Beis Midrash was standing, they would allow for all 12 months, like Minat Torah, because the Kodesh is a Karm. So the Brisa just basically repeats what we just said. Initially, they were Mechal all 12 months. Unfortunately, there's no carbon any longer. What difference does it make if Rosh Chodesh is Tuesday, or if it's Wednesday, or it's Wednesday, it's Thursday? Unfortunately, there's no practical nafkim mina. Therefore, they said, only be Mechal, Edim, don't be Mechal Shabbos, unless it's Nisim Tishrei, because of the Chumra of the Mayadis.
It's funny because in the other case, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said that we should wait the entire day of the 16th to eat chadash, because maybe the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt.
Mm-hmm.
People make a mistake, and here he's not worried.
Mm-hmm.
Here he's more pessimistic about it. And you know what I'm saying? It's a difference in attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Here he's worried. He's worried. You know, what if the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt? You know, I mean. It's sort of a difference of attitude toward what potentially could happen.
Mm-hmm. The Gemara says that he made three tikkunis together. One of the tikkunis was that we should go and take the lulav and esrog every single day, because that's what they did in the Beis Hamikdash. So Zeich Hamikdash. And then he also was goyzeh sheyoyim hanaf kulei aser. That the din of chodesh, unfortunately we no longer have the kavanis, and therefore, although l'chayra we should be able to start eating chodesh the first moment, and etzem ayoyim azeh, itzum eshul yoyim, ayoyim hanaf kulei aser. So if you remember, the Tosis asked, why are these takanas brought together? Chayra, they're totally separate takanas. One has one, what's the connection? So Tosis says, because they were taught at the same time. But we repeated that time, I think, from the Chiddush Arim, that the reason why these takanas are mentioned together is because to neutralize the depressing feeling about takana number one. What was the first takana? The first takana is that unfortunately there's no Beis Hamikdash any longer. Therefore, Rabbi Yisai, instead of just taking Lekach L'chem B'yom Rishon, taking the Shiva Minim, the Arba Minim on the first day of Sukkot, take the entire Sukkot. Why? To remember the Beis Hamikdash. So people start asking, why do we have to remember the Beis Hamikdash? Beis Hamikdash is going to be rebuilt next year. So Birchon Zaki said, B'chas Hashem, when it's going to be built only in 2 years, or 5 years, or 10 years, or 50 years, or 100 years. Who knows when it's going to be rebuilt? And therefore, we have to make a Zeich HaMikdash. So people started saying, oh, Rabbi Yechem Zaka, you're so pessimistic, you have to make new takanas, never, so Beis Hamikdash may not be built for another 100 years. That's terrible. What's the design? So therefore he said, oh, but Yom Anaf Kuli Yasser. What means Yom Anaf Kuli Yasser? Because maybe next year, Miyat Shem, the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt. And people are going to go and say, I don't have to wait until the carbon is brought. I remember last year, the chief rabbi of Kushkin Halosh told us we can eat Chodesh a minute after Shacharis. And remember the Kiddush that they used to give, always a big, big Kiddush they used to give on the first day, fresh new matzahs, which they just built, and just made for the new Tvua, fresh Kneidlich, if they weren't makbid on Gibrat. So therefore, you see, so now all the Sunday Smidish is rebuilt. Now they used to say about the Tachana, there was the cook that would cook in the Prejborgi Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. She would say, boy, these people in Eretz Yisrael, such machmirim. I was the personal cook for the Tzelem Maruv, or the Prejborg Maruv, for 20 years in the Haim. Nobody knew about the Shmita business. Nobody knew about Trimma business. He come to Eretz Yisrael, all of a sudden, Shmita, Metrimis, and Masas. I never heard these things. So the same thing is over here is, people are going to go and say, since the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt, now we got to go and wait for eating Chodosh until 12 o'clock. This gave people a tremendous resurgence of faith and hope that the Beis Hamikdash would be rebuilt immediately, because we're already making a Zeicha Fakert to go and tell you the Beis Hamikdash is going to be rebuilt next year, and people are going to make a mistake and think that you're allowed to go and eat immediately Chodesh in the first moment. You can't, you have to wait until the carbon. If we said Yeminav, Kuliyasek. So you see, even there you have, it's ironic, two takonas together, one the fear that it might take a long time, and the other one to give them new hope that hopefully will be rebuilt immediately. That's the Chiddush HaRim, that's why I said the two together. Yeah?
In Zman HaBayis, they, on Yom Lamed, before they would establish one Rosh Chodesh, did they bring a Korban Nusaf in, like we do nowadays? We have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh?
I assume not, but you have to look in more into those sugyas, exactly what they brought, when they brought Rosh Chodesh.
Because it's possible that Edom will come later and they would still be Mekat and say that they saw the moon and it would be yesterday.
In fact, in Mesechus Bey, it says that they went and held on to the Musaf until very, very late. Right. Until the Edom would hopefully come in time, but if the Edom only came in a minchul amal, means very, very light, and they said we're not going to accept them anymore, and therefore they did not bring the Korban Musaf that day, and they waited until the next day when they would say Mekudesh
HaKadosh. So how do we get the custom now that we do 2 days?
Everything is based on the Luach, and the Luach is basically Echad Moli, Echad Choser, Echad Moli, Echad Choser, because after all, basically most years are 354 days. There are occasionally years which are Shonim Malayim, where it's 355, and occasionally you have Shonim Chaserim, which are 353, all based on Hillel's Luach. Now you don't, unfortunately, none of this is Negea anymore. Not yet. Mitchum starting today, starting tomorrow, will be Negea again, but unfortunately it has been Negea for the last 1900 years.
So
1800
why years. Why would you be stacking Musaf and all like that?
Everything is Musuk, in other words, the 2 days of Yom Tov. Why do you have to make 2 days of Yom Tov? Oh, Mesurdis have Sinabi Adena, we just continue on the old Menhagim as a more. Okay, anyway, so now the next Mishnah tells us, Bein Shinir Ba'alil, Bein Shalinir Ba'alil, Alil means with clarity. Sai, if the Edom saw with clarity the moon, the new moon. Sai, if they saw it was a cloudy day. Machal of the Shabbos, they nevertheless should travel from Haifa and from other places to Yerushalayim to go and tell them that we saw the new moon. Why? Because maybe it wasn't so clear in Yerushalayim. Or because if we're going to tell people, don't travel, then they'll say, last month I traveled. I think more like the Mishnah continues on. If it's crystal clear, don't be Mechal Shabbos, because there are local people in Yerushalayim that saw it. You don't have to come from Bnei Brak. You don't have to come from Haifa. There was a Maisa that 40 peers of Edom came to go and tell the Bezin HaGadol, we saw the new Levana, and Rabbi Kiva stopped them and looked and said, Chevra, you have no business being Mechal Shabbos. Stay here. We don't need you in Yerushalayim. There are plenty of locals that know they saw the Levana.
And he held it was the Raisa. Tchum is the Raisa, Rabbi Kiva.
So you're saying the Shitosa?
Yes.
Good. Okay, but we had the Gemara before the Tilado, even Minar Raisa, in my Abdeshah. Okay, but anyway, fine, it's a good point. So Ikvan Rabbi Kiva loaded, Rabbi Kiva said, stop here. Sholach Ram Gamliel, Im Akiv, At Esarabim, Nitzim Machshin Lo Asar Lovay. If you're going to stop people midstream, and you're going to tell them you cannot travel to Yerushalayim, you also can't go back home because you're beyond Yitzchum, you're stuck here for Lud, in Lud. So people say, what do I need this for? It's just a big headache. Every time I come, they always tell me that they already ate them already. So the other people go, you know, you don't need me. This is, by the way, one of the major premises of the Heter for Hatzalah to go and be Mechal Shabbos, because of, if you're going to tell them, LeMoshel, that they can't travel, Moshe was Matif, and even travel back after, right. Going to is always Pikuach Nefesh. Something Pikuach Nefesh, but going back, there's no Pikuach Nefesh. But if you're going to tell people, now you have to walk back all the way from the hospital, and the hospital is 100 blocks to walk, I'm not so sure I'm going to rush to the next Hatzalah call on Shabbos. I don't want to walk 100 blocks. If it's not. Yeah. That's it. What happens if you have 50 other members? So he's going to say, well, that's another. Okay, anyway, Shlomo Zalman was not so happy with the Pesach.
Good. Why
did Rekiva Dafka lived? That's where Rekiva lived. Yeah. Well, he stopped them at the airport. They just came in a new flight in Lud. He stopped them and he said,
go through Lud, in other words.
Yeah, exactly. Apparently that was a major thoroughfare. Anyways, look at my mashad hai elil lishnam miglihu. We said that the word elil means with a clarity. Where does it say the word elil means clear? On the vol, across the chaposik, imus Hashem amoris tahudis, kasif tzorof be'elil la'oretz mezuka shufasayim. Here is a posik in Kehelis, I believe, no? In Tilim, and in Tilim, David HaMelech is saying that the words of the Heilige Torah that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us in Har Sinai, Imrei Hashem, these words of Hashem, Amoris Tahiris, are words of purity. Kesef Tzorif, they're like refined silver. Ba'lil Oretz, where it's crystal clear for the whole world sees the beauty and the clarity of the Torah. Mezukah Shebasayim, it's refined sevenfold. sevenfold means seven times seven. Anyway, what do I see from this pasuk? That Ba'alil means that it's well revealed to the entire world. But that's Ba'alil from our Mishnah. But since we brought that pasuk, now the Gemara darshens it b'derech drush. Rav Shmuel chad amar nun sharevin nivra ba'ilam. Kadosh Baruch Hu created this world with the maximum 50 she'arim, 50 gates of bina. The kulam nitn l'moishe chaser echad. Moishe Rabbeinu had the schus to have 49 out of the 50 she'nemar. But it says in the pasuk, but chasreyu ma'at melekim, just one darga less than the maximum sharei bina. Where do we see this? Where does this come from? I mean, why did the Gemara bring this? So Trashi, because the word Shiva Soyim means sevenfold. Sevenfold means seven times seven, which is 49. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe the Imrois Tahoyrois, the Amoris Tahoyrois, Mizuka Shiva Soyim. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to reach the 49th Madrega of seven times seven in understanding the holy Torah Kadosh. Bikush Keheles. Kehelis, of course, is Shlomo Melech. Limtzai Divrei Chayfetz. He wanted to be on the same Madrega and also know all 49 dargois she'orim of bina, because kehelis lius kemoisha yotz baskal the amrulai kosev yoisha divrei emes. Now the Gemara doesn't say it directly, but those of you that Torah Ora Shalem, this is the second part of the pasuk. The pasuk begins bikish kehelis limtzai divrei chayfetz, which the Gemara understands to mean that kehelis wanted to be on the same madrega Moshe Rabbeinu to have 49 sharei bina. Chosov Yoyish Divrei Emes. What's the cost of Yoyish Divrei Emes? That it says in the Torah, for like come Navi Oyd B'Yisrael Kemoyish Shloim Melech. You can do what you want. You can stand on your head. You'll never be like Moshe Rabbeinu, because like come Navi Oyd, Moshe is always going to be the greatest and the greatest for all generations. That's Gemara says. So anyway, so according to the first man, the Omar, Shloim Melech wanted to reach the Madrega Moshe. Impossible! You'll never reach the Madrega Moshe. The Chanomar. The Nevi'im like, come, the Malachim come. Einach and Ami among the Nevi'im, there was no one as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. But that doesn't mean that in other classes, Shlomo Melech, who was Melech, he wasn't a Navi, he could have been as great as Moshe Rabbeinu in Bina, even though not in Nevi'is. So therefore, no Rashi from one to the other. Ah, Ilmanim Nikayim, Bikish Kehelis, Limzai Divri Chayfetz, and the Pasuk says at the end, of Kosev, Yosh Divri Emes. So what does that mean? Bikish Kehelis, Lodin Dinin Shebeleiv, Shlomo Basra. Shlomo Melech was so smart and so sharp, when a Baldin would come in front of him, he was able to read his mind, so to speak, and see who's telling the Emes, who's telling the Sheker. I don't need Edom, I don't need Dayanim, I don't need Hasra. I know who's telling the truth, and I know exactly what happened. Yosef Baskov Yamaloi, the cost of Yosef Divri Emes, even though Taka, your Seichel is Taka great, but nevertheless, Yosef Divri Emes, which stayed in the Torah, Bishnai Medim, Shloisha Edom, Yokum Dabi, you have to have Edom. Let's just finish until the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva stopped them in Lud. Tanya Amr of Yehuda Chas v'Shalom. Rabbi Kiva Ikvan. Elisha Zefer Roisha Shal Gedar Ikvan. It wasn't Rabbi Kiva Cholila. It was Mr. Zefer, who was the mayor of the town of Gedar. He's the one that held them back. Shalach Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel sent a message. Zefer, what business do you have in stopping them from coming? And they went and they made him osmeir. Now the question is,
why is it Rabbi Kiva is being...
Okay, so now there's a machloik is now among the mafarshim. Some mafarshim say that obviously the two versions of the story, and our Mishnah disagrees with the Brisa, and the Brisa disagrees with the Mishnah. Our Mishnah heard that the version of the story was Rabbi Kiva, and the Brisa said, ah, chas shali, it's a narish kind, it wasn't Rabbi Kiva, it was Mr. Zephyr. That's a simple pshat. But there's another pshat. The other pshat is that Rabbi Kiva lived in the region of Lut. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva being the Gadol Hador, he would have had the power in his hand to go and be Moicha. And he was not Moicha. If you remember, we had the Gemara before, Ultima Sechtas Bay, I believe, that they had an animal that they said that this Ayil belongs to Blazer Ben Azariah. Right. Why did they say it belongs to Blazer? He only had one animal. Gemara says he was a multimillionaire. But because his Shechenta went and allowed this animal to go and be Mechal Shabbos by wearing some ribbon on its horns or whatever. And so therefore, and Reb Blazer Ben Azari was the Shochein, he should have been Moicha. Since he wasn't Moicha, it's Nikris Al Shemoi. So therefore, they're saying the same thing over here. Both the Mishnah and the Brice agree that it was Mr. Zephyr that stopped them in Lut. However, Bekiva knew about the story, and Bekiva should have made a machoi. He said, what are you doing? Let them go to Yerushalayim. Huh? And since he wasn't Moicha, it's Nikris Al Shemoi, as if he stopped it, even though it was Mr. Zephyr. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi.